Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Jesus heals a man who couldn't see.
Jesus is God's Son and the Savior of the world. While he was on earth, Jesus taught everyone about God's love. He also did amazing miracles and helped people who were sick or in need. One day, as Jesus was walking, he saw a man who had been blind ever since he was born.
Please help. Blind from birth. Some coins for a blind man. Please, can anyone help me? Some coins, please.
Teacher, why was this man born blind?
Was it because he or his parents sinned?
You're asking the wrong question. You're looking for someone to blame. Look instead for what God can do. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
What's happening? My teacher, his name is Jesus. He's here.
He's created some mud by spitting on the ground.
What? The mud? It's on my eyes now. Jesus, you've put it on my eyes.
Go. Wash in the pool of Siloam.
So the man did as Jesus said.
What? I can see!
That man over there. Isn't he our neighbor who used to sit and beg for coins?
No. That man, he just looks like him.
That's him! I know it!
It can't be. That man can see. Our neighbor is blind.
No, but he was not his friend!
His friends, neighbors! It's me! I am that same man!
Then how can you see?
How did it happen?
Yeah, tell us how!
Tell us, what's going on?
Someone named Jesus made some mud and smeared it on my eyes. He told me to go and wash it off in Siloam Pool. When I did, I could see.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
His neighbors became angry. It was the Sabbath, the day of rest, and they thought Jesus shouldn't have made mud and healed the man on the Sabbath. So they took the man to the Pharisees, who were the teachers of law.
How is it that you can see?
Jesus made some mud and smeared it on my eyes. Then after I washed it off, I could see.
This man, Jesus, doesn't come from God.
If he did, he would not break the law of the Sabbath.
Wait. How could a sinner work such a miracle?
How could this happen?
No one is this man. Some man. What is happening here? You can't do it like that. How could this happen?
Quiet, everyone. What do you say about this Jesus, this one who healed your eyes?
He is a prophet.
That is not true.
What?
Prophet?
This Jesus is no prophet.
It was easier for the Pharisees to believe that the man was never really blind than to think that Jesus healed the man. They sent for the man's parents.
Is this your son?
Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that he can see now?
We know he's our son, and we know he was born blind.
But we don't know how he can see, and I have no clue who opened his eyes.
Why don't you ask him? He's a grown man. He can speak for himself.
The man's parents said this because they feared their leaders. The leaders had already decided to punish anyone who followed Jesus. They would command that all the people stop talking to them, and then they'd be left out and all alone.
Bring the man back to us.
Enough of this! Yes! Lie! Swear by God to tell the truth! We know that Jesus is a sinner.
I don't know if he is a sinner or not. All I know is that I used to be blind, but now
what did he do
I can
you?
See.
How did he heal your eyes?
I already told you once, and you refused to listen. Why do you want me to tell you again? Do you also want to become his disciple?
You are his follower.
How dare you?
We are followers of Moses. We are sure God spoke to Moses, but we don't even know where Jesus comes from.
How strange. He healed my eyes, yet you don't even know where he comes from. We know that God listens only to people who love and obey him. God doesn't listen to sinners, and this is the first time anyone has ever given sight to someone born blind. Jesus could not do anything unless he came from God.
You have been a sinner since birth. Do you think you can teach us anything?
Yes, you can't teach us.
You can
us.
Never come back we into any of our sins.
That's right, you cannot come back.
Then they threw him out in the street. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man.
Do you have faith in the Son of Man?
Sir, if you tell me who he is, I will believe in him.
You're looking right at him. Don't you recognize my voice?
Master, I believe.
And the man worshiped Jesus. Being blind isn't just about not being able to see with your eyes. The Pharisees thought they knew everything, but they couldn't see that Jesus, the light of the world, was right in front of them. Jesus is the true light that shines for everyone, but not everyone recognizes or believes in him. When we do believe in Jesus, he brings us into God's family. Take some time today to pray and ask God to help open the eyes of your heart so that you can see him and worship him. If you would like to read more about Jesus' ministry, you can check out the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels are the first books in your Bible's New Testament.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.